Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch." The Gospel of the Lord. Through the words of the Gospel, may you sing to me. My dear brothers and sisters, today we begin the sacred season of Advent, a four-week period that precedes the Nativity of our Savior. I would like that as we begin this season, we remind ourselves of what it means and what we are supposed to do in this sacred season. The term Advent is an anglicized version of the Latin word Adventus, which means coming. It has the pagan origin. In ancient culture, the pagans used the word Advent to mean the coming of their god. Once a year, they would expose the statue of it, believing that through the same statue, the god would make its presence felt among the faithful and impart its blessings and favors. So the word Advent also meant a visit of a king to a city. And all Christians applied these various meanings of Advent to the coming of their God into the world, who in fact manifested himself in the person of Jesus Christ. But specifically, the term Advent was used to identify a special period of time set aside to be readied for this coming of the Son of God, who manifested himself in the person of Jesus Christ. For us, the present Christians, the period or season of Advent is an opportunity to anticipate the coming of Christ from two different perspectives. First, by observing this season, we share in the ancient longing for the coming of the Messiah, and we crown it with the solemn celebration of the Nativity of the Lord, which is Christmas. That's one. And secondly, we avail ourselves an opportunity to keep vigil for the second coming of Christ, the parousia, of which we do not know when or the time and the day and the hour when it will take place. Therefore, we speak of the two comings of the Lord. St. Cyril of Jerusalem writes, and I quote, "We preach not one coming of Christ, but a second coming also, far more glorious than the first. The first revealed the meaning of his patient endurance. The second brings with it the crown of the divine kingdom. In his first coming," meaning Jesus, "he was wrapped in swaddling clothes in the manger. In his second coming, he is clothed with light as with a garment. In his first coming, he bore the cross, despising its shame. He will come a second time in glory, accompanied by the hosts of angels. So he's trying to describe these two comings of Christ. So between these two comings, the first and the second, is the time of being vigilant. The gospel of today has told us, beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. Again we heard, therefore keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. It is an insistent calling to be vigilant at all times. And that's what Advent means in its wider perspective. Not only during this time of before Christmas, but all the time. It means living in a constant state of preparedness, for we simply do not know when the second coming of Christ will be. We must therefore understand that our whole life must be an advent in vigilant expectation of Christ's final coming. From the coming Sunday to Tuesday, meaning December 10th to 12th, we shall be having an Advent mission here at St. Thomas, which will be preached by Father Zachary of the Mother of God. The theme will be Advent with our Blessed Mother, silence and preparation to see the face of God. That will be the theme. We shall learn about the mysterious correspondence between the expectation of God and that of Mary, the creature full of grace, completely transparent before the plan of God, the plan of love. We shall learn from her, the woman of Advent, to live daily with a new spirit, with the feelings of profound expectation which only the coming of God can satisfy. So I'd ask you to take advantage of this Advent mission to draw closer to our Blessed Mother and to make ourselves ready to celebrate Christmas in a most worthy manner. Let us ask our Blessed Mother, Mary, and Saint Joseph to help us prepare for the birth of the divine child, Jesus, in a new and profound way this coming Christmas. Let us ask Our Lady and Saint Joseph to help us stay focused, to watch and be on guard. Let us pray by attending daily Mass and living the liturgy. Let us pray the Holy Rosary daily. Let us pray the sacred scripture with and within our family. Let us fast so that our souls have room to receive the child Jesus. Let us do penance so that he will be pleased with the room that has been prepared for him. Let us come to the sacrament of reconciliation very often so that the obstacles to the coming of Jesus are removed. May Jesus come to us. Amen.